this morning, Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to worship you. Lord, as we continue to be in your presence this day, we just ask you to minister to our hearts your word. Lord, why should the people perish? If you would break the word into our hearts, we would live. Today, Lord, let everyone who hears your word live. Oh, hallelujah. We promise you the glory and the honor as I stand here as your minister. I just humble myself to give you all the glory, Lord. Help me to minister in all my weakness, you're strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sit down our places today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful day to worship the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take our Bibles today. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to us today. Amen. He is still the quiet voice that speaks to us and gives us life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I heard a story sometime back. Two people from Australia were sailing, and they sailed into England, and there they went into a bar and were drinking. They were drinking all through the night, and get late in the early hours of the morning they walk out of that place totally drunk. And there's a heavy fog in the area. They can't see each other. They can't see the road. They don't know where to go. Kind of confused. So they are there in that struggle, not knowing where to go, and they're totally drunk. And so they said, how do we find our way back? And they looked around, and they saw a policeman standing there. They walked to that man, and they said, hey, block, could you tell us where we are? And this policeman got kind of offended because they called him in that Australian way, you know, hey, block. He wanted some respect. So he got angry and he said, don't you know who I am? And so suddenly these guys said, now we got a problem. We don't know where we are, and he does not know who he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us believers are like that. We have walked so much with the Lord now, we don't know where we are. We don't know who we are. Totally messed up. Amen. We are in real problem. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God will help us. Hallelujah. He will help us through. Amen. How many of you believe that this morning? I do not know whether... let's get to it. Third chapter, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. They're being changed from glory to glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Change from glory to glory. I don't know what the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to do today. Well, let's just keep on speaking till He shows up in power. And then you try to hang on to every word by your indwelling Spirit of God inside of you. And when He shows up, we will go all out. Amen. Hallelujah. And so open with me the Exodus chapter 32. If the person sitting next to you does not have a Bible, would you share the Bible with that person too? Exodus 33, verse 17. The Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight. And I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. Amen. We're looking at that word glory. Amen. The Lord shall change us from glory to glory. We all with unveiled faces shall behold his glory, the Bible says. And here Moses in the old covenant is saying, Lord, show me your glory. Show me. Amen. Show me your glory. Show me how awesome you are. Show me how mighty you are. Amen. I want to have a fresh revelation of you to know how great and how big you are. I was sharing some days back, you know, no wonder, you know, looking at some of the way that we walk and the way we talk and the way we worship, most people might not want to join up with us in worshiping the Lord. Why? Because you say you worship a living God and you look much more in a miserable state than an unbeliever. It is because we have lost that awesomeness of our God. All that we like to do is come into a church, into a ministry, into a place of worship, worship the Lord for some time, hear a message, and just get going. But let me tell you, there is something in the kingdom of God more than that. We need to have a fresh revelation of knowing the person of Christ, to understand and to know Him and to behold His presence. Amen. See, in the Old Testament, when the temple of God was built, there was the outer court, which was lighted by the sunlight. There was the holy place, which had the golden candlesticks that gave it light. And then in the most holy place, it was pitch darkness. Are you with me? In the outer court, there was sunlight. In the holy place, there was candlelight. There were golden lampstands, and in the most holy place it was pitch dark. But something would happen there when the Shekinah showed up. Amen. The difference was this: they would walk into that place with the blood and with the worship, and they would wait till the time when the Shekinah glory, which means the manifested presence of God, would show up in that place. Amen. What we need is a fresh revelation of the manifested presence of God. Amen. Some of us have limited the Lord to such an extent, that our problems are seeming bigger, huger. The struggles that we go through seem huger and bigger than the Lord. Can you imagine that? And we call ourselves believers. When you listen to the talk of some people, we think that tomorrow the world is going to end. And they're going to go onto the negative side of the hell rather than to the kingdom of heaven. We need to have a fresh revelation. Amen. Say fresh revelation. Of the glory of God in our lives. Amen. Now there is a difference here. Moses saying, Lord, show me your glory. I mean, what a kind of prayer. You would expect Moses to have seen the glory already. Because see, he's seen the greatest event in history. He's seen the Red Sea part. That's the glory of God. The power of God. He's seen the Red Sea part. Whenever the children of Israel are thirsty, breaks the rock and water comes out. The glory of God, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, all are there. But here is this man praying after all that. Lord, I want to see your glory. I've had your blessings coming through in my life. I've seen your breakthroughs. I've seen the way that you've done things for me in my life and brought me so far. But Lord, from now on, I want to have a fresh revelation of you. I wonder if you're grateful that the Lord has brought you so far. This morning, so many people have taken up this world, but you are here. You could be somewhere else, but you are here. That means God is not through with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God still wants to work in your life and bring through a revival and a breakthrough into your life and to release you to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, Lord, show me your glory. What I want to see is your glory, your presence, Lord. Nothing else. See, look with me the 14th verse. Same chapter, 33rd chapter of Exodus, 14th verse. And he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Have you been restless these days? Well, let me tell you, it's when the presence of God shows up that rest comes in. Are you with me? When the glory of God shows up, that you find there is an inner rest. Amen. When the presence, the manifested presence of God shows up. See, some of you believers might be going through a struggle, what I call a mental gymnastics. You have the devil whispering lies to you, telling you that you're finished, you're coming to the unpardonable sin, you can never get up again, you're finished, you're through, and you seem to have a mental battle going on. And even while sometimes you're hearing this message, you might be going through a struggle of your own in your mind. Are you with me? There might be defenses that your mind is putting up because you're scared whether God has already rejected you and now he's going to take the hammer and hit you on the head. And so the fear of rejection makes you to build up a wall in your mind which says, listen, listen, don't tell me anything more. I've heard this. I've tried this before. And you try to put up a mental barrier against the word of God. You hear that? Huh? A mental block. And you do not know anymore which is the true word now. A kind of confusion where you know the enemy attacks you with scriptures itself, so you do not know which is the true word. You know so much of scriptures and so many things in the Lord, that now you do not know where you're trying to live by your knowledge rather than by resting in the presence of God. And so what's happening is you know a lot of things about the kingdom of God and principles, but you try to do those things and keep on doing it instead of resting in the presence of God. Are you with me? And how? And you're not able to take in the word because there's a battle going on. It happened to me once and I said, Lord, how do I distinguish the voices? Because there's a word that comes into my mind all the time. Which do I know? How do I know? And God said, listen, this is the key. First, be at rest. Two, to discern the voice of God, this is the key. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and verse 2, in the beginning, God created the first verse, the heavens and the earth. Second verse says the earth was without form, void and dark. Amen. But the Bible says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You remember that? The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then the Lord spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light. So God said, when the Spirit of God begins to hover, that's the time I speak. You hear that? Some of you might not understand that right now. But you might be going through this struggle, not knowing, oh, which is the word, which is the right thing? What do I do now? What's happening? Let me tell you, when the Spirit of God, otherwise what you're doing is introspection. You're trying to find out your own mistakes and blocks and barriers by yourself. Stay open, stay teachable and say, Holy Spirit of God, move upon my life. And when that anointing begins to move, speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Still here today? Amen. Hallelujah. See, you can't explain God. Are you with me? Remember this, you can never explain God. You need to experience Him. And that's what we mean by saying the glory of God. You try telling someone about explaining the Lord to him. How will people how can you explain the Lord to someone? You can never. It's impossible. You can minister the word of God and say, Holy Spirit of God, show up. Let them experience you. And you know that experience. Amen. He still changes people. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He still changes people. Amen. An opium addict, a man who was a university dropout, he was out there on the street and nobody, moving around with nobody, knowing nothing of his life. He would take from the trash bins and eat. He was crazy. He would take papers from the trash bins, write fantastic poems, and he would send it to some newspaper offices. And people were amazed at the genius that he was. He would take right from the gutters and send it in the rags on the street. And once he wrote a poem called The Hound of Heaven, Francis Thompson. He speaks about how all the time of his brokenness, running away from God and nobody on the street in the darkest time of his life, rejecting God and going his own way, how the hand of the Savior reached out to him and came behind him. Hallelujah. Amen. The presence of God found him. The Lord came behind him, changed him. Amen. How many of you believe that the Lord still does that? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you hearing the word? With your heart? Amen. The glory, please show me that Lord. That's what he said. And then it says here, the 34th chapter, verses 5 and 6, Exodus. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed the Lord. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Amen. I like that. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Now read the 8th verse. So Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped. Can you see that? Can you see that? The glory of God shows up. God hears his prayer. The glory shows up, and the Bible says, Moses bowed down and worshipped. He didn't run away. He didn't say, okay, thank you. I've seen it. Bye. You hear that? Most people really want that. He didn't say that. See, last time he went up the mountain in Exodus 32, when he came down, the people of God had rejected the Lord and had built a golden calf and was worshipping it. Are you with me? And so as a leader, he's got this heart for the people where he wants to know, listen, will they do stupid things like that again because he's away in the mountain? But when the glory showed up, there came a peace so sweet upon his soul that he forgot the situation, the circumstances, and every problem that he had. And he bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Prayer is a preoccupation with yourself. Are you with me? If you look at your prayer life, you'll see always it is your problem. Preoccupation with yourself and with your problems. Praise is a preoccupation with your blessing. When you receive a blessing from God without you realizing, you say, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. It's a preoccupation of your blessing. But it is worship that is a preoccupation of the Lord himself. You hear that? You're just worshiping him for who he is. You've forgotten the situation where you are, the things around you, the people around you. And you say, Lord. See, Moses was worshiping the Lord alone on the mountain. Let me tell you, there are times in your life that God will lead you to a place where God wants you to worship him alone. Are you with me? Aaron was not there. Joshua was not there. The congregation was not there. Nothing was there. Just him and the Lord. When is the last time that you had a nice experience with the Lord like that? See, some of you cannot worship in the body as a corporate worshiper. You know why? Because you have never worshipped the Lord alone. intimately. Worship Him. I'm not saying you didn't pray because you pray. Are you with me? You pray. You pray. But you're not worshiping Him. Let me give you someone after the first service came and thanked me for one statement that I made. And this was it. I said some of the reasons why you go for prayer and you pray and you come out and after you have prayed and come through, you do the most miserable thing you can ever do in your life. Has that happened in your life? You do something that you know is wrong. You lose your temper. You beat up someone. You have something happening to you that is not right. You get angry with everyone, irritated with everyone after you pray. You finish the prayer. You finish your personal life with them. I come out and do that. Boom. Blown up. And you wonder what's happening. You say, oh my God, everything that I received from the Lord and I was praying. Phew. You know why? Because you came out before you saw the glory. You just said your prayers and you just came out. You didn't see the Lord. You didn't see His beauty. You didn't see how lovely He was. You didn't worship Him and thank Him. Once a person has seen the Lord and the glory and tasted that preciousness of the Lord, he can never go out and do what he does. Are you with me? There is a change. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Some of you have prayed and you prayed and you prayed, but nothing has happened. You know why? Because you prayed and just came through without prayer by itself, without seeing the glory. It will not get you anywhere. They say, Lord, I humble myself, Lord. Unless you show up, I need to seek your face, Lord. I want to see you, my Lord. I was, just before I came here, I should have preached about half an hour back. But when I came here, some water fell on me and I had to go and change my clothes. So I was sitting there and reading a book and it was lying there about Amy Semple McPherson. Amy Semple McPherson, a wonderful lady of God, a woman of God, how she would, when she was studying, she would bunk her classes because she wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. She wanted to have the Shekinah glory residing inside of her, for her to speak in tongues. And she would go for these meetings and worship the Lord and worship the Lord. And this would go on and on. She was so hungry for God. She was so thirsty for the Lord. And she walked into a room where a tarrying prayer was going, and that means waiting upon the Lord to receive the gift of God. She went into that room and she said, Lord, I won't move from here till I taste your goodness. I just don't want religion. I just don't want experiences. I want you. And I want to taste you. And I want to have heavenly language flowing out from me. Not that mechanical gift, but I want to have that heavenly divine joy running up out of me. I want to taste you. I want to be full of yourself, Lord. And so I come to you. And she was praying. And she knew, she was cutting class. She said, Lord, now what do I do? I can't go to school. I can't go to my house. What happened? She prayed, and the Lord sent the snow in that area. The entire school, the entire travel services to every place got shut out. Amen. And she prayed through for a week. And at the end of, I believe it's the 7th or the 8th day when she was praying, because she couldn't move out of that place from anywhere. She was worshiping the Lord, looking to the Lord. Self had gone. It was just the Lord. In 7th or the 8th day, the glory showed up. The anointing showed up. Heavenly language began to come forth from her inner me. She began to live with joy. Hallelujah. She began to pray in a different way, in heavenly language. She ran out of that place. She came home and she began to pray. And she began to, the minute she walked up, she was so full of God. She began to open her mouth. The glory was just moving. Something happens. Are you with me? Are you hungry? Oh. See, Moses, when the glory showed up, he didn't go down the mountain. Fine, I've seen you. Next Sunday, I'll come again. He didn't do that. Let me hear something new from you, God. He didn't do that. He worshipped. Are you with me? He worshipped the law. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Are you still awake in this place today? Yes. See, Moses going up that mountain, you read through that chapter like that. But that's the second time he's going up the mountain. Are you with me? The first time he went, I told you, the people are worshipping an idol. He came back, he came with the Ten Commandments, and he broke it. Who broke the Ten Commandments? Moses. Hallelujah. He broke the Ten Commandments because the anger of God was kindled inside of him. Amen. And now in the 33rd chapter, he's going up the mountain again. See, he's 80-year-old man. He's an 80-year-old man. There's something about God that you need to know. You know, it is said that men of God or servants of God are never born. They are made. God makes them. And God universally sets in settings of trials, temptations, areas of battle around them and shapes them in his own way. Moses was raised up in a palace to minister in the wilderness. Joseph was raised up in the wilderness to reign in a palace. Different settings. But he is God. Are you with me? Different ways. But he was God. Now Moses is an 8-year-old man. And he's climbing the mountain. And he's saying, Lord, show me your glory. Some people cannot even stand for 1 hour. 30 vayasayullu. This man is so hungry for God. He climbs the mountain to seek the Lord. Can you imagine that? So passionate. I like that. So hungry. Says, whatever the struggles are, how much ever I have to climb, I'm going to climb. I'm going to get to that place where I'll allow the Lord to show up and I'll humble myself and worship Him. So he didn't ask for any favors at that time. Lord, what about my new car? Some more distance to the promised land. He didn't say that. Are you with me? He just worshiped. Come on. Most people's praying time is only shopping list. Oh, by the way, I need this. I'll worship you. Lord, change the car, new car. Change the house, new interior designing, and whatever. That's not the way. He worshiped the Lord for who he is. Lord, nothing matters to me more than you. Can you imagine that? It's passion. It's love. Taking his eyes off the problem of situations around him. Nothing matters to him but the Lord. I like that. Oh, hallelujah. See, some of the highest moments of your life will be when you are alone on a mountaintop and God shows up and you worship Him intimately. It won't be in a church service. It'll never be in a church service, I can tell you that. It'll be in a time when you're alone with the Lord and He shows up and you worship Him for who He is. Amen. Show me your glory. So your goal has to be God Himself. Are you with me? Not something in between. God Himself. What's happening to the church today? They have lost that mightiness of God, that awesomeness of God. I shudder at that. I was looking at my own life. I was sitting and praying, unburdening myself and saying everything. And the Lord said, listen. Who are you speaking to? I said, Jesus to you. The Lord said, that's sweet when you say that name. But do you know me? Do you know who I am? Do you know the awesomeness that I am? I said, Lord, yeah, I've seen people fall by the power. God said, nothing. That's nothing. I didn't even show up. They just fell. The awesomeness of God. In Isaiah 40 it says, the 15th and 16th verse, He holds the nations as a drop in a bucket. The biggest nations of the world, Look at the awesomeness of our God. He holds the nations as a drop in a bucket. All the nations. Amen. The mightiest, greatest nations, He holds it like a drop of water in a bucket. Can you imagine that? The Bible says in Isaiah 40, He holds the seas in His hand. In the palm of His hand. Not the whole hand. Just the palm. And you mean to tell me God can't hold you? See, why do you feel insecure? You mean to tell me God can't hold you? He holds the oceans in His hand. The palm of His hand. Can you imagine that? Amen. In Job 26 and verse 7 it says, He hangs the earth on nothing. One of the men who went to the moon, he looked back and he said, what was amazing for him was to see the earth just there. Just like the moon up there. The earth just there. Nothing. No suspenders, no nothing holding. If people had put up something there, they would have held it. Nothing. He's just hanging the earth in space. In nothing. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. By His word. See, you forget the awesomeness of my God. Isaiah 40, it says, He knows the stars by name. Isaiah 40 says, He knows the starry host by name. 3 million stars, 300 million stars. He knows each one by name. And I will tell you, He did not even redeem it. You and me, He sent His Son to redeem. How much more does He know you? If He knows the stars which He just created without redeeming it, how much more does He know you and me, whom He redeemed not with silver nor with gold, but with His own precious blood? And you tell me you know the Lord? You haven't seen the glory of God. You haven't known the awesomeness of my God. You do not know how mighty He is. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that all of creation will worship Him. I like that. I like that. All of creation, everything of creation, was created by Him and for Him. Can you imagine that? Everything of creation will worship Him. Even the mosquito who bit you yesterday. I'm not joking. That's it. Everything that was created, every animal, every bird, will worship Him. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And when I said that, someone was shocked. They said, how, the animals even? Yeah, the Bible says that in Revelation 5, the 13th verse. Let me read it one more time. Well, we go through that war without realizing it. Well, we know the 9th verse. It says here, we have redeemed us by His own blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Amen. And then there are 10,000 elders and angels worshipping Him. Look at the 13th verse. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even little birds will say, glory, glory, glory. 1 million elephants will say, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Do you know the awesomeness of our God? Moses, he said, Lord, show me your glory. I like that. He holds the nations as a drop in a bucket. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you fear? Whom do you fear, my brother, my sister? He has hung the earth on an empty space. He knows the stars by name. And you mean tell me He does not know your problem, what you're struggling with? Why are you magnifying your problem? You mean tell me he does not know you? What you've got muddled up in? You need to say, Lord, show me your glory. I want to see you, Lord. I want to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. The eyes of our understanding is to be opened. Oh, hallelujah. If one person could catch the vision of the Lord himself. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If a church can catch the vision of the Lord, things would change. Cities would change. Amen. One person. Oh, God, raise up at least one person in this place today. Catch the glory. Acts 7 verse 2. A 19-year-old young man by the name of Stephen is preaching under the power of God. 19 years. Just like me. Preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing? He's preaching under the power of God. And this is how he starts his sermon. ഒരു പ്രസംഗമേ പ്രസംഗിച്ചുള്ളെങ്കിൽ അതുപോലെ പ്രസംഗിച്ചേക്കണം. Amen. Look at that man. Look at that boy. 19-year-old on fire for God. Amen. I like that. Whew. What a man. Standing there and he's saying in Acts 7 verse 2, how the God of glory appeared to our forefathers Abraham in Mesopotamia. Amen. Well, we just read through it, but the God of glory appeared to Abraham in Mesopotamia, a place of bondage, a place of darkness, a place of idol worship, a place of, morally corrupt place. The God of glory showed up on the life of Abraham. What am I trying to tell you, brother? Your circumstance does not have to change. Don't look for the world to change for you to change. Amen. What you need is a fresh revelation of God. In a place of idols and bondage and darkness and evil and sin, the God of glory appears to Abraham. I like that. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I like that. There's something about the beauty of God, the glory of God that we need to have. The Lord on us. Not sin, not bondage. Amen. The Lord on us. Can you imagine that? The glory, that word is also meaning a word called kabod. K-A-B-O-D. Which means weight or heaviness. Which means the glory is heavy. It's thick. Are you with me? When we speak about the presence of God, that's thick presence. Heavy. That's why when the glory showed up in the temple, when the Levites and the priests were worshipping the Lord, the thick manifestation of presence came up. They could not stand. They all fell under the power of God. Why? Because it's heavy. It's thick. Kabod. The glory. The heaviness of God's presence just showed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, but we haven't come to the first standard of it. We just need to say, Lord, show me. I have seen some miracles. I have seen some wonders. I have seen God doing great things. Hallelujah. I've seen the power of God to an extent, but nothing like what we're going to ever see. The Lord of glory is going to show up. Amen. Hallelujah. I think it was Tommy Tenney who said one, he was preaching and teaching on the glory and the presence of God. And the next week he went to that church to preach, and he got into the pulpit, and the pulpit, a heavy, huge rock, granite built pulpit. He's about to preach. He's standing, sitting there, song leader to finish, and the presence of God shows up. So thick. The presence of God shows up, and that pulpit that was of marble, a stone that broke up in two, the altar, everything fell apart. The power of God was that thick. Boom. And people were on their knees under the power of God. Nobody had the guts to minister that day. Nobody wanted to even hear a sermon. Tommy says he didn't even preach that day. He didn't even stand up behind the pulpit. He was too scared. Can you imagine that? Oh boy, imagine coming into a service one day. Hallelujah. And seeing the glory of Yahweh meet with you. that's going to happen. Acts 4, it says in 23 to 31 verse, when the Holy Spirit of God showed up, when the disciples were praying, the entire place that they were sitting was shaken. Not spiritual shaking, they didn't shake, the place shook. Amen, can you imagine that? The only reason I'm not asking the Lord to do that here is because this family is committed to the Lord. Oh boy, but when we have our own place... I'll say, Lord, shake it right through and through. Maybe better than that would be when I go somewhere preaching. Some other church when you go and preach, say, Lord, shake up this place. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you haven't seen the awesomeness of our God. Some people say, Lord can solve any problems. God can bless you, God can bless that person, God can bless, heal, set free any person, but not handle my problem. Are you with me? 90% of the people who come to church are like that. They have no problem in believing the Lord can do great things for someone else. But their problem seems so huge. It's because they never had a revelation like Abraham of the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get on to Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Would somebody read it for me, please? And can somebody get some hot water for me?
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that word? It says there, they marveled. Acts 4:13. And realized that they had been with Jesus. J.B. Phillips' version says that the glory of Jesus was upon them. Are you with me? These were uneducated men. And the Bible says, one look at them and you know, oh, Jesus is with them. Can you imagine that? Has anybody said that about you? One look at you. Peter and John, one look at them. Jesus is with them. People marvel. People marveled. Jesus was with them. I was sharing in the first service. You know, in the charismatic renewal, when it takes place, people had badges saying, praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Then they had t-shirts. Jesus Christ is Lord. We are His witnesses. So is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Shoes, watches. Now even RTS you get things like that. Small puppies and all that with. Jesus loves you. Cute, nice things. Some people's testimony is only that. They lose their badge, their t-shirt, their testimony is gone. Are you with me? Alle veedile edichittunde. Eesho ee bhavanathinte naadu. അടിയുടെ ഒച്ച മാത്രമേ എഴുതുള്ളൂ. പുറത്തു വരുന്നുണ്ട് പട്ടിയെ സൂക്ഷിക്കുക. ഈശോ എന്നാണ് പിന്നെ ഞാൻ പട്ടിയെ സൂക്ഷിക്കുന്നത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ. your testimony shouldn't be that. Are you with me? Peter and John woke up and they see Jesus on them. Jesus on them. Amen. Now look at that word. That is amazing because it says there, they marveled. Who are the people that marveled at the fact that they saw Jesus on Peter and John? Acts 4 verse 1 says, now as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them. The fifth verse. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, as many were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Amen. Who are the people who are marveling? The Sadducees, the Pharisees, the priests, the high priest, the high priest Annas, the rulers of that city. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Who are the people marveling at Peter and John? ഇന്ന് ഒരു ബിഷപ്പ് നിന്നടുത്ത് എതിര് വന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നീ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി വരുമോ? ഇല്ലെങ്കിൽ യേശുവിടെ മൊത്തം കണ്ടിട്ടില്ല, വീട്ടിൽ പോയിരുന്നു. ഈ ശുശ്രൂഷ ശരിയായല്ല. Hallelujah. See, all these people, the rulers, everyone. All the people, the elders, the rulers, the authorities, all of them are shocked by the boldness of Peter and John. Hallelujah. Not by the coldness. Today we have the opposite. Leonard Ravenhill. The church today has coldness. The church then had boldness. Boldness? See, that what is amazing is Peter is the one who denied the Lord before. But once he tasted the glory, the anointing of God coming upon him, things changed. Boldness. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. Amen. Boldness. Have you seen men of God bold? Amen. Hallelujah. Bold. People who take a stand for the Lord. These guys were amazed because they said, see, we couldn't intimidate their master. We couldn't do anything. We tried to kill him. We tried to throw him down the cliff, but he would just walk through. He just did the will of the Father and continued to do all that. We couldn't intimidate. We can't intimidate these guys. We can't control them in any way. കുളിച്ചിടാൻ സാരമില്ലെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ഇവർ ആരാധിക്കാൻ പോകും. ഹേമേ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ചിലരൊക്കെ വിശ്വാസി വരുന്നതിന് മുമ്പേ ചോദിക്കുന്നതാ, നിങ്ങളിവിടെ കുഴി വല്ലതും ഉണ്ടോ? കുഴിയിൽ നിന്ന് പുറത്തേക്ക് ഇറക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി ഇങ്ങോട്ട് വിളിക്കുന്നത്. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We need boldness. Amen. That comes with the presence of God. People cannot give it to you. You need to see the Lord of glory for yourself. Open the gates and let the Lord of glory, the King of glory, come in. When the King of glory comes in, there is boldness. Jesus on you. Authorities, everyone are marveling. You know why? They haven't seen the Lord of glory. Prayer or any kind of faith without coming to Jesus will not get you to heaven. Simple. Even prayer. Even faith, what you call faith, not the biblical faith, just what you call faith, human faith. Without coming to Jesus, even worship, even fellowship, without coming to Jesus will not even get you to heaven. See, these people had heaven inside of them. Are you with me? They have the God of glory inside of them. ഒരുവന് യേശുവിനെ കണ്ട അവന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിന് മാറ്റം വരും. To see the Lord, boldness is to come in, authority and all that comes in. Amen. Hallelujah. See, these guys are coming out of a prison. Are you with me? And look, and there's a joy, Jesus on them. ഇന്ന് സഭയിൽ ഇറങ്ങി വന്നാൽ പോലും കാണിയില്ല മനുഷ്യര്. ഇവർ ജയിലിൽ നിന്ന് ഇറങ്ങി വന്നപ്പോൾ തന്നെ പറഞ്ഞത്, see, look at the boldness. They marvel that Jesus Christ with them. Imagine that. പ്രാർത്ഥന കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് പോകുമ്പോൾ എല്ലാം പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ട്, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ബൈബിൾ നോക്കി കാണിക്കണം. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we worship a great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. They marvel at the boldness. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your circumstances does not determine the glory on your life. Are you with me? They were in jail, but the Lord showed up. The Lord was with them. They were with the Lord. They looked to the Lord. Amen. What needs to be done is to be in the will of God. I say that again, be in the will of God. Don't miss that. Anything that you do without being in the will of God is not right, even if you get souls to the Lord. Aathmakale nedan vendi aanengilum prarthana aanengilum sisrusha nadathan vendi aanengilum devahidam allengil. The glory won't manifest in you. If I pastor this church without being in the will of God as a part of the Lord's plan for me to pastor this church, the glory won't be there. I'm doing Christian service. Are you with me? The key is be in the will of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, church. You're enjoying the word today. Amen. These guys had been with Jesus. I like that, you know. It is said that once D.L. Moody, I think it is D.L. Moody. He was sitting in his house and praying. While he was sitting in his house and praying, you know, a train began to go that way. It's making too much noise. At that time, they had steam engines and making too much noise. So it was disturbing his prayer. And so it happened for a couple of time, and he knew that they had changed the timing of the train, and that was at his prayer time, you know. So he said, Lord, your servant is praying. Stop the train from coming during my prayer time. We would have changed our prayer time. He said, Lord, you change the train time. It happened after he finished praying, the train that came that way couldn't go on further, stopped there. The engineers came, the people came, they're trying to put the train there. They don't know what's the problem. The train is not moving. It refuses to go. By the time D.L. Moody had finished his prayer, he came. And he said, listen, the train will only move if you authorities take a decision that the timing of the train will be changed. And they asked, who are you? He said, I am a servant of the Lord. I stay in that house there, and this is my prayer time. That is boldness. Amen. And after some time, they said, okay. The minute they said, D.L. Moody said, the Lord bless you. Start the train and go. The train started. They changed the time. Amen. Let me tell you this. You want the glory. You need the glory of God. You need to spend the time with the Lord. പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ തുടങ്ങുമ്പോ അതെ അലക്കമുള്ളതൊക്കെ ഇട്ടായിരുന്നോ? അപ്പൊ ഈ മ്യൂസിക് ഒക്കെ വെച്ച് ഒരു പാട്ടൊക്കെ ഒരു ഒരു ജ്യൂസ് ഒക്കെ കുടിച്ചിരുന്നു. This man was, boom. Amen. Hallelujah. One more word on the glory. Genesis 32. 32 and verse 22. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two maidservants, his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and he limped on his hip. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? You know why Jacob is going over the ford of Jabbok? The reason he's going over the ford of Jabbok is because he hears the news that his brother, whom he had cheated, Esau, is coming. In other words, his yesterday is coming to meet him. The problem of his yesterday is coming to meet him. Are you with me? But he wants to have a tomorrow. And God says, "Listen, you cross over this Jabbok." He crosses. And that night he's spending there, and somebody comes and wrestles with him. You know that, don't you? See, the way that God keeps you blessed for tomorrow, or takes care of your enemies who comes to you, is by blessing you. You would think that God would say, "Okay, Esau, turn back and go." God didn't. God allowed Esau to come. But God said, "Let him come. By the time he comes, you will no longer be Jacob, a deceiver, but you will be Israel, a prince with God. Because I am going to struggle with you." And what is amazing, remember this, is this. You know what God said? "I am going to struggle with you, not to make you stronger than Esau, but to make you weaker than Esau." Did you hear that?
Amen.
"I'm going to struggle with you. Not so that you can have more muscles. Struggle with an angel and got some more muscles." No, that's not the way. That your strength is broken. That you won't be stronger than Esau. You will need to lean on my glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you would expect the church to come and say, "Listen, Lord, make me strong." And the minute they say that, they say, "Lord, make me strong." And before they know, all kind of weaknesses show up. They wonder, "Why all these weaknesses around me?" God says, "I'm going to take you to that place where you have to lean on me. No longer strong in yourself. You should depend upon my grace and upon my hand upon you." Amen. Hudson Taylor, the first missionary into China, who founded the China Inland Mission. Once speaking in England, he was asked by a group of people, "Why did God choose you? Were there not better people in the universities of England here, in Oxford and Cambridge and all that, different universities? Weren't there better people, smarter people, educated people, stronger people than you? Why did God choose you?" And Hudson Taylor had this to say. Hudson Taylor said, "God looked down from heaven, and he looked to see who was the weakest of them all." Hallelujah. He looked around to see who was the weakest of them all. And he found me. And so I have to depend on him. I have to lean on him. And his glory has to come over my life. Other than that, there is no way out for me. My brother, my sister, when you know you are called, you would think, "Tomorrow make me stronger." God said, No. Psalm 102, David said, "In the midst of my years, God broke my strength." It happens to godly people. In the midst of years, God breaks your strength. Have you seen that? God broke the strength. No more strong in yourself. This time he has to lean on the Lord, on the Lord, on the Lord. Oh, brother, my sister, that's the sign that the glory can come over your life. Are you the weakest? You are the right candidate for the glory of God. If you will say, Lord, I need you. Some people are talented, hallelujah, but God doesn't use that. God looks to people whom he can grace. You hear that? Looks to people whom he can grace. The unmerited favor of God. You cannot say, I prayed through. God says, grace. Lean on me. Depend on me. Abide in me. Say, oh, that you need to do daily. You need to do daily. And how many it's happened to how many people this? Oh God, make me a great vessel. They would expect God, explosive power, dynamics to come upon the great thing. Suddenly the contrary begins to happen. Some of the greatest men of God have been the weakest people. God anointed them because they knew how to yield, how to trust, how to lean on the Lord. Jacob, I'm going to break his strength. You know, Jacob cried. Jacob cried. But when you read Genesis 32, it doesn't say Jacob cried. He would look like he was a strong man. He didn't cry. Now when God was dealing with him, he cried. Hosea 12 says that. In the book of Hosea, speaking the same incident in the 12th chapter, this is how it says. The 12th chapter, 3 and 4. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with an angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. You hear that? Karanyu. By the pain and by the dealing of God at the foot of Jabal. I do not know how I can go against this. How the forces that are rising up against me. How I can handle the problems of my yesterday. I want to have a tomorrow. And I don't know, Lord, how. And he cried and begged and leaned on the Lord and began to weep and said, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me, unless you grace me, unless you strengthen me. This day, is there somebody in this place? You know your yesterdays and you know you hundreds tomorrow. You need to come to that place today of leaning on Jesus and say, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me, until you grace me that I can see your glory. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1, God chose the ones that are weak. He deliberately chose the version, says. I think it's the Amplifier. I'm not sure which version. It says, God deliberately chose the weak, the foolish. You hear that? Hallelujah. God deliberately chose you. Amen. Praise God. I asked the Lord one day, Lord, why are all the foolish people in my congregation? Weak people, give me a strong congregation, Lord. It's only telling problems and problems. I want a congregation like Larry Lee's God and like, you know, one of the big churches. I am good, strong people. God said, no. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Pray, let me not kill your revival. Just joking. Amen. We are all weak unless we depend on the Lord. There is nothing we can do. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad to have you here and thank the Lord for you. Amen. So let's remember this. Nothing more important than the Lord. Amen. Nothing more important. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This day, if you are hungry and thirsty for the blessing of God, to see the glory of Yahweh, and to dedicate your life to Jesus, maybe you're crying like a Jacob in your struggle. Maybe your strength has been broken, but you need to lean on Jesus this day. Would you close your eyes in prayer today? Let's pray. Let's understand in the dealings of God and pray today, asking God to help us.
Let's pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you today. Pray. ഹൃദയമേ പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ഹൃദയമേപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Thank you, Jesus. Open your hearts and your mouths and pray. He will listen to you today. You know, one of the things that the Lord spoke to Jacob was this. God asked him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He admitted he was a deceiver. And God could turn him into an Israel. What am I trying to tell you? Please listen to this, please. There is a person, you know, there's a difference in your life. Imagine you have done something really wrong. I was hearing a message, and I think it was Ravi Zacharias, and he said once a woman came to him and she had aborted a child and she was struggling with the guilt. And she came, and if you go to a secular doctor or a psychiatrist, they would say, what's your problem? How can they help you? They say, what's your problem? Guilt. What are you guilty of? I don't know. I feel guilty of guilt. I don't know. And he'll say, okay, maybe the doctor might say, go take a break, go have a holiday, go, you know, do something nice. I mean, go work with your family and just forget the whole thing. But it'll plague her all through her life. But if she comes to a Christian or a man of God, he can ask the same question. What's your problem? Guilt. What are you guilty of? I don't know, maybe guilt. If she says that, you cannot help her. Are you with me? But if she says, I'm guilty, and I'm guilty of sin, if she admits, then there is a way through. Then the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. What happens to most people is that they mess up, they do wrong, and they're looking for a breakthrough, but they don't call Jacobs in their lives Jacob. I'm struggling with the guilt. No. You say what your problem is. Sin, say it out. Then the blood of Jesus cleanses you. Are you with me? Then the blood of Jesus cleanses you. Sets you free right there. Makes an Israel come out. Amen. This morning there is help for you. If you admit what your problem is. Are you with me? Do it before the Lord. Let's pray together today. Oh, hallelujah. Rakara Sindhiana Maka. Sudalaname sikada re sikada mana santalkara. Oh, hallelujah. Karujal sandiri madamana skura tinandila badamana sikiria. Grum re sikara parabal baskuturundal ditra medisintia kasina. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rakadamane Sandalkara. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Kushaven Kayil Kalimanunyan. Hallelujah. As you sing this song, mean it from your heart. Be yielded into the hands of the potter. Let him fashion you and change you. The song will be a healing because I believe it is a song for our times now. Give yourself into the hands of the potter and sing it as a prayer. You can stand up or you can sit down or you can kneel down or whatever way, but sing it unto the Lord. Worship Him. We want to see the glory of Yahweh today before we walk out of this place. Just don't hear a message and go. Walk into the presence of God today. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sins. Hallelujah. Though the whole world lies in darkness, yet the glory of Yahweh shall rise over his people. Oh, we look to your face, Lord. Oh, we look to you this morning. We look to you this afternoon, Father. Lift your hearts to Him and pray. Ask Him to anoint you. Ask Him to give you grace. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be thy wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for this day, for having spoken to us. Lord, I pray for every heart in this place. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have not looked to you. This day we confess that we need you. We acknowledge, Lord, we have failed you. Lord, we call sin in our lives sin and we confess it. Today we thank you that your blood cleanses us from all sin. We want to walk in the light as you are in the light. I want to thank you, Lord, for having called your church out of darkness unto your marvelous light. Let their eyes and their hearts look to you today to worship you. And as they worship you, Lord, let your glory and your presence come over their lives. We thank you, O God, that you are the God who promised when you arise that your enemies shall be scattered. Arise in the hearts and in the lives of each one of your people this day. We worship the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We worship the great I am. Oh, Rabadanasya.
Aradana. Aradana. Ya enna devate.
Save the day,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. ഹൃദയമേപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു May the God of glory who appeared to me, hallelujah, Abraham in Mesopotamia, who said Attila, hear you pray. Oh, Rabasina, may the Lord who is long-suffering, gracious and merciful, hallelujah, who allowed his goodness to pass over Moses, come into your life today, hallelujah. Akara saladala padamana sida karatila. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, rakatamana sandalkara. Adavi stothi. Hallelujah. Hrudayam eppichodutu prarthikkuka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, say, Lord, I want to see the one who walks among the lampstands. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Rakatamana sandula adira padamana sandalkara. Karuttala vandala kutagala vandala sundara padamana siya. Mighty Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for this time. Thank you for each one of your children, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for having spoken to us this day. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, we open our hearts before you. Rikatana sandalatula patakara sandalkara. Lord, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There are some hearts that are heavy, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Break those hardened hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Give them the tenderness of that heart, Lord, with love for you. Oh, kara sudala badamana sikareya. There are some minds, Lord, that used to be graced by your hand. Oh, hallelujah. Some areas of the lives of your people that needs a touch from you. Oh, rakatamana siya. Angadana karam vekaname endu prarthikkunnu. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he who holds the nations like a drop, hallelujah, in a bucket, hallelujah. He who gathers the sea in the palm of his hand. Oh, we worship you this day. Gather the burdens of your people this morning. Break the chains that tie them down. Oh, rakatala sidarabatamanasya. Oh, rakatamana sandalkara. Touch your people by the power of your resurrection. Oh, rikatamana sandalkara. Oh, hallelujah. ഓ അങ്ങ് തന്നെ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു തന്നെ കർത്താവേ. ഹാലേലൂയ, ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഇടവല ശന്തല തുനപട മനസ്സിയ. ഓ കരിശന്തുല വികട മനസ്സിയ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ കർത്താവേ, സ്തോത്രം. ഹാലേലൂയ, അങ്ങേ കാണുവാൻ അങ്ങ് കൃപ കൊടുക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ, ആത്മാവിന്റെ കണ്ണുകൾ തുറക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ, മനസ്സിന്റെ മന്ദിരം എടുത്തു മാറ്റണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹൃദയത്തിന്റെ കണ്ണുകൾ എടുത്ത് മാറ്റണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ലോകത്തിന്റെ ബന്ധനം എടുത്ത് മാറ്റണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. പാപത്തിന്റെ കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഒരു ഠലബന ശാന്തൽക്കാര, ഇരുട്ടിന്റെ ശക്തികളെ അങ്ങ് ശാസിക്കണം. ഹാലേലൂയ. Let the God of glory rise in this place today. ഓ മൗത്തത്തിൻ രാജാവ് ഇവിടെ എഴുന്നള്ളട്ടെ, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ. ഹാലേലൂയ, ഹാലേലൂയ. ഭാരപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്നവന്റെ ഭാരം എടുത്ത് മാറ്റണമേ. രോഗിയായിരിക്കുന്നവനെ അങ്ങ് സൗഖ്യമാക്കണമേ, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ. ഹാലേലൂയ, ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ റബടമല ശന്തൽക്കാര, അസ്കുരാം ദിന വടമനസ്യ, പുരത്തല വടമന ശന്തല ദുലപട മനസ്യ, സ്പർശിക്കണമേ അർത്ഥാവേ. ഹാലേലൂയ, സ്പർശിക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ, അങ്ങയുടെ ജനത എഴുതിപ്പിക്കണമേ, ഉണർവായിക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന കർത്താവേ, സ്തോത്രം. ഹാലേലൂയ. സഭയായി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന കർത്താവേ, സ്തോത്രം. ഒരുമിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന കർത്താവേ, ഹാലേലൂയ. ഈ ദേശം ഒരു ഉണർവ് കാണുവാൻ, ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ, റബടന ശന്തൽ, അങ്ങയുടെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി, ഹാലേലൂയ, അങ്ങയിക്കണമേ. ഹാലേലൂയ. ഓ റസലാം മധുര മദനാ ശിഖരതല സുന്ദര ഘടമനസ്യ. ഓ റബടകല സുഖാരിന്ദര ദിന മടമനസ്യ. ഓ ഹാലേലൂയ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching some people deeper than Rikadamana Sakura Dilapatamanasia. Oh, get personal with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hold on to the Lord like a Jacob did. Hallelujah. Oh, Jacob thought initially that it was some enemy. Hallelujah. And he tried to run away. Hallelujah. He was fighting in the beginning to escape. But when he realized it was the Lord, hallelujah, he held on to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on to Jesus today. Hallelujah. Sakara tamanasiya. Oh, get personal with Jesus. Yeshuvinopam. Hallelujah. Be personal. Hallelujah. He knows your situation. He knows your struggle. Get personal with him. Rakatala Shantara Tilakata Manasia Karutala Balabanasia Dalupadamana Sandula Tilakaradisi. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabatakalasia Sikara Madunasi Derakatamanasia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your hands are come at your people this day. Bless them. May your right hand be upon each one of them. May they go in the strength of your resurrection. Hallelujah. From today, Lord, once again, may they go forward. Remove them from the fears of going forward. Remove them from the fears of walking forward, Lord, with you. Release them to walk with you. Release them to once again decide to walk after your own heart. Once again, Lord, grace their wills to respond to you and to walk with you. This day, Lord, we pray for every heart, for every that eye that is closed and their hearts that are open before you, for every head that is bowed down before you. Touch them, touch them, touch them. Your word declares you will make us the head and not the tail. Why should the nation say, where is our God? The Lord himself will arise. Hallelujah. The Lord whom we seek will suddenly appear in his temple. Hallelujah. Mauthathin Rajavir Nuluan. Hallelujah. Devathin Parishutatma Shakti Vyabri Kuan. Devathin I'll put the Shakti Vyabri Kuan. Oh, Rakatamana. Nukangale Pagarakana Devathin Yabi Shagatin the Shakti Vyabri Kuan. Hallelujah. Katigala Adika Devathin Yabi Shagatin the Shakti. Let the Lion of Judah rise. Let the Lion of Judah rise in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Stotram. Let the Lion of Judah rise in the hearts of your people. Hari Sudama Garadana Sundala Patamana Sandala Digara Dinabana Sandara Digaratana Dulabagana Dambula Sikara Dilia. Oh Rabakara Sukara Pulabana Manasia. Karusandara Pudamana Sandar Kari Dine. Oh Rabasakala Sulatala Vadamanasia. Oh mighty Jesus, mighty Jesus, mighty Jesus, mighty Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This day we give you glory and honor. Bless your children. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake the hands of the people stand next to you. Tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. One more time. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Has the devil stolen the word out of your heart? Are you sure the word is still there? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you sure? Then praise him. Praise Adonai. Hallelujah. It's the Lion and the Lamb. Let the Lion of Judah rise in this place. Yesterday, while I was praying for the church, God showed me a vision of the Lion of Judah rising. I believe it will be times of victory in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. In your lives, it will be seasons and times of victory. The Lion of Judah is rising up. You believe that? Amen.
Who is like him, Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Come raise him, reign Adonai, for the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai,
Adonai,
is like him, he's the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roars, to the Lord of hosts, God praise him. Rising up the sun till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the kings and the saints, praise Adonai.
Praise Adonai
from the rising of the sun till the end.
Just a minute, please. Let me just bless you before you go. Hallelujah. Stotram. Let me just bless you before you go. Would you lift your hands before the Lord one more time? Father, I just lift up everyone into this place one more time with your hands. May your right hand be upon each one of their lives. May the strength of your resurrection rest upon them. May they walk after your own heart, Lord. Yes, Lord, may there be people zealous for you. In your hands as I come at your people right now, I pray, Jesus, that you will keep them strong and faithful unto you. Yes, Lord, may the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. In your hands I come at them right now. Oh, release them into faith to walk with you. Let them be on fire for you, on zeal for you. Let the fire of your Holy Spirit burn into every heart. Let the glory of God begin to come down upon every life. May the river of God's splendor and glory begin to rise up inside each one of your people. May there be strength in the power of God. I speak life upon your people. I speak blessing upon your people. May there be the head and not the tail. May there be like a frame doubly fruitful. May the road of Aaron begin to blow awesome. May the glory of Yahweh rise within your people. May there be flesh coming in and going out. May they be protected by the power of your redeeming blood. Build your people. Raise them up to be a standard in this nation. To be vessels of honor for thy glory. Let the preciousness of your oil flow through. Let the blessing of God flow through. In your hands I come with your people now. Bless your children. Oh, bless your children. 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 Grace them. Let grace flow. Let the grace of God flow. Grace, 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 grace. Grace your people. Krabe kimel krabe. Vyavirikata Yeshuvina namathan. Rubada sharandana manamanasya. Grace your people. Grace your people. Lava lava la shanda lava la manasya. Oh, gradula shiram de lava la manasya. Hallelujah. Keep them as the apple of your eye and hide them in the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a great week. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. You are a wonderful congregation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad to pastor here. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.